Rooms 3 and 2 are devoted to City and Commerce 1720 to 1780. The dominant style of this period was Rococo, asymmetrical and fanciful, with references to nature and foreign lands, including China and Turkey. By the 1770s, Rococo had been superseded by neoclassicism. You can see this in the exquisite painted cabinet on one side of the smaller room, room 2. It's an original 18th century interior from the Hôtel de Serilly, a Parisian townhouse. In contrast to the previous century, wealthy people now preferred a less formal way of living. This began in France but spread further afield. In this new style, we can recognise many of the things we enjoy today: comfort, privacy, informality, and shopping. In the centre of the bigger room, a large display shows the products of city workshops, designed to tempt customers with new fashionable goods. One of the areas in which great changes took place was dining, as you can see in the display by the entrance to room 2. Here, you'll also find the largest and most extraordinary object in the gallery, the Meissen table fountain. Made of white porcelain, it's a scaled-down version of a garden fountain. Until recently, it lay in pieces in the museum stalls, but has now been reconstructed using digital technology. And there's something more to discover. Just off room 2, you can take part in a Venetian masquerade.